to be said every day in Kavod HaShemori. Achas Sha'alti Me'ich Hashem Osa Avakesh. The Chavetz Chaim raises the question grammatically. Sha'alti means past. I asked. Osa Avakesh means Lashon Atzid. I will ask. So how come the pasuk changes in the middle? There's a beautiful idea, the Chavetz Chaim. Sifinira Levayer, the Derech HaAdam, Shemishtane Bakashaso Mizman Mizman. What a person yearns for, seeks changes from time to time. Don't show your ani, you be case brush Hashanah with me Hashem, Shiyiktav lo parnasa, Lashana Hadasha, whatever. Show us Rubu Kesef, Lishavua. In his mind, that was what he was looking for. And Hashem helped him, and Baruch Hashem, he became a balabas that year. So come to the next Rosh Hashanah. So he's not going to ask for the, what he has to ask. He's going to ask for something that will be keeping up with the Joneses for him, what an average balabas makes. Otherwise, than that wouldn't be fitting for him. And then, of course, he gets better and more, and then he becomes a Sari Hamishim. So now he asks for more, Sari Meos. Ba'aklau, that's the way life is, that people, what they seek, what they look for, changes over time. And therefore, David HaMelech says that for me it wasn't that way. When I was a young little shepherd, what I wanted then, achas sha'alti me'ich Hashem, that was what I wanted then, and osa avakesh, that's what I want now, that's what I continue to seek, and that is shifted me'ich Hashem b'chol yemei chayei. What am I looking for? I'm looking to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm looking for ruchnius, I'm looking to be able to experience Noam Hashem uvake beicholo. Says the Chavetz Chaim, "Mizeh hapasuk yetzi musar haskel la'adam she'ikir bakashosav yu tamid b'meichayav lizkos le'torah va'avoda." That should be a person's basic yearning. Shatam sh'am alachus v'noam Hashem shayach b'kulanu. That's something that's common to everybody. It's an important lesson. You know, we all, in our own way. We were maybe in one place last year, 2 years ago. We went to Eretz Yisrael, and then we had very great she'ifos, great strivings, great yearnings. And then we changed, our massive changes, and it's very easy as a result of that to settle and to compromise and to feel like, all right, now I don't quite look for that, I look for something else. And it's always important, although whatever we're involved with is important in its own right, and we have to try to take everything seriously. But ultimately, the core of our being has to be the essence of Shifted Veis Hashem Koy Mechayai. Yeshiva may have college, and may have structure, and we may have other things that have to do with the academic calendar, but the essence of who we are has to be Shifted Veis Hashem, and that doesn't depend on whatever the calendar is, doesn't depend on, you know, X number of months. It depends on us, and that has to be always what drives us. Beginning of this month, it's always easy to feel that. Shifted Veis Hashem, of course, we're going to conquer, we're going to learn, we're going to bloom the Hasmada. And then over time, and other things come and goes on our schedules, and it's a lot harder to maintain that same discipline, that same commitment. So again, we should all hold on to Shifted Veis Hashem. Achas Sha'alti, I was asking, but Osa Avakesh, I continue to ask, I continue to yearn. We should be able to stay at the end of this month. But the same way with Achas Sha'alti on the first day of this man, Osa Avakesh, I continue to look for the same thing. Be'ezras Hashem, we're going to learn the beginning of the Perek HaGadol, which is the Sugya Shkagis. It has a lot to do with Krisus, but also has a lot to do with Shabbos. We're going to learn in Be'ezras Hashem the Gemara Rashi Tosis with main Rishonim, so everyone should have, if you don't have one already, a Kovetz from the Farshim. It's very convenient because you have all the Rishonim in one paper. Otherwise, you can have separate Rishonim, but you should be able to have access, easy access to the basic Rishonim, the Tosafot HaRash, the Ramban, the Rashi, where there isn't that much. The Ritva, actually, the old Ritva is really the Chiddushi Harana. I mentioned that in the Maamar Kamos. Also, if you need Maamar Kamos, please let me know. The Chiddushi Haran came out in a new edition, so that's Chiddushi Haran. If you have an old edition of the Ritva, that's really the same thing. That's the Chiddushi Haran. Also, people need Chavrusis, please maybe stay a little bit after Shir, after Mincha, and hopefully we can tear up people who don't have Chavrusis yet. Mirtashem will have opportunities not just during Shir, but I'd like to have the Shir over in the house for a Shabbos like we did last year. Maybe we'll have other opportunities, maybe some Rav Malka, to be able to have a sense of, you know, camaraderie and Chavrusa Shab together. And everyone should feel free in their own way to come over to discuss any personal issues, whatever they're struggling with, whether it be in learning, whether it be in other things. And Mirtashem, we should all be Zohar, it's a tremendous Yad Tishmai in our learning. Okay, says the Mishnah, Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos. Kol HaShocheach Ite Shabbos Ve'asa Melachos Harbe B'Shabbos Harbe Eino Chayev Elochatas Achas. Somebody forgets that the Shabbos exists in the world and does many melachos of many weeks, many Shabbatos. There's only one chiyuv karva. Hayat, second case, Hayodeh Ikir Shabbos. He knows about Shabbos. Va'asa melachos harbe v'Shabbatos harbe. Knowing Shabbos exists, but forgetting that the day that he was doing the melacha was Shabbos. And then he does again many melachos of many different Shabbatos. Then chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. There's a separate chiyuv karva for each Shabbos. One chiyuv per Shabbos. The third case, Hayodeh Shehu Shabbos. He knows it is Shabbos. In other words, the earlier case was he forgot it was Shabbos. Now he knew it's Shabbos. So what was his shgaga? In this case, he forgot that the melachos were asur. He didn't know those particular ma'asim were asur on Shabbos. In that case, chayiv al kol av melacha melacha. Then the chiyuv karban is as per melacha that he does. In other words, as Rashi will say, it's not per Shabbos; it's just per melacha. So we have three different cases in the Mishnah to define how many chiyuv karban chatas exist for a person who does melacha on Shabbos. A case of Shocheach Ikir Shabbos, where all the melachas that he does over all the various weeks is just one chiyuv karban. The second case, where he knew about Shabbos but he forgot each time, each week, he didn't realize that was Shabbos, then it's a chiyuv karban for each Shabbos. And then you have the case where he forgot the melachos and then he's chayiv for every melacha. What's the basic principle, in other words? And we'll see more in Rashi, that the chiyuv karban is defined and determined by the number of shgagos. What is it that led you to do the avera? So if there's one factor, then that's the only chiyuv karban is according to that one factor. If there's numerous factors, separate shgagos, each malacha you didn't know, so then each malacha that you did, not knowing that malacha was us, there is a chiyuv karban for that. Or each Shabbos you didn't know that was Shabbos, there's a chiyuv karban for that Shabbos. We'll have to know exactly what this means. What does this indicate about the nature of a chiyuv karban chatas? That the chiyuv is determined by the number of shgagos. The Mishnah concludes, Ha'osa melacha tarbe me'ein melacha achas. This Rashi learned means that you did various toldos of one av melacha. We know that there are lamites melachos in Shabbos, but melachos can we have subcategories which are called toldos. So if you did various toldos of one av, then ein chayv el chatas achas. Then it's on one chiyuv. It's like you did the same av many times. Okay, let's see Rashi. Klal Gadol. The first thing is Rashi notes the Lashon HaMishnah. This is a Klal Gadol. Why is it called a Klal Gadol? The Gemara refers to my Korilei Gadol. It's a Klal. Why is it called Klal Gadol? That the Gemara will discuss the very first piece of Gemara. Hashocheach Ikir Shabbos. What does it mean? He forgot Ikir Shabbos. Kesavur Ein Shabbos B'Torah. He thought that Shabbos, there's no such concept of Shabbos. He didn't realize. We have to know again what that means. He never knew, or he knew and he forgot. But where he's at right now, he doesn't know that this whole concept of Shabbos exists. And in Meir, he did all sorts of things over many weeks, and then he discovered his mistake. He realized that he got educated, and he realized that there is a concept of Shabbos. In that case, Ein Chayiv El Chatas Achas. Because Rashi, the Gemara Yalisra, Shmira Achas V'Shabbos Harbe, V'Shmira L'Chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. We have the two cases in the Mishnah. The first case where there's only one chi of carbon for all the weeks, and we have the second case where there's a chi of per Shabbos. Rashi says it depends on the fact that there are two psukim. One pasuk suggests that there's one inyan of shmira for many Shabbatos, and we have the other pasuk that suggests a separate inyan of shmira for every Shabbos. The Gemara has it on daf Samach Tes in the base. There's one pasuk for Shem of Bnei Yisrael es haShabbos, and the other pasuk is es Shabbos haTishmor. The question, the Gemara, which one is which? Which pasuk relates to one shmira for many Shabbatos? Which pasuk relates to one shmira for all the Shabbatos? Either way, we have two psukim, one suggesting one shmir of many Shabbatos and one the opposite. The stavra, the logic then is the chiksiv shmirach of the Shabbatos harbe, ki hai gavnex. The pasuk that relates to one shmir of many Shabbatos is the case of hashocheach ikar Shabbos, the kula chadash shkagah. Because it's all one shkagah. What you did wrong is all predicated on one shkagah. The karban ashogei ka'asi. Rashi emphasizes here a critical notion. The yisod, karban ashoge ka'asi. If you see the mucker for Rashi's expression, Rashi's telling us pshat here in the Mishnah. Because of this yisod, the karban ashoge ka'asi, therefore it follows that the case of shmira achas yishabatus harbe, that there's one inyan of shmira shabbat for all the shabbatus and there's one chiv karban, is the case of shocheach ikar shabbat. That's the first case of the Mishnah. Second case of the Mishnah, Hayudea Iker Shabbos, means Shiyeh Shabbos B'Torah. He knows that. The Nesru Ba Malachos, he knows not just the Shabbos exists, he knows that there's a notion called Isa Malacha. That's part of the definition of Yudea Iker Shabbos. He knows the Inyan of Isa Malacha. V'asa Malachos Harbi B'Shabbos Harbi. Then he did many Malachos for many weeks. Hayudea Shigigat Shabbos. So what was his Shkaga? Sheshachach sheshabbat hayom. Each time he forgot that that day was the day of Shabbos. How do I know that that's the nature of its shkaga? In this middle case, it doesn't say explicitly in the Mishnah. It says hayodei ikar Shabbos. Midik tani seifa hayodei asher hu Shabbos. Nechal divei Shabbos de'en yodei asher hu Shabbos. The next case suggests that the case earlier was that he didn't know it was Shabbos, because the last case is yodei asher hu Shabbos. Not knowing each week that was Shabbos, and it was all Be'Helamechad. Be'Helamechad means that there was no point in between that he realized that he did something wrong, that he did an Aveira the previous week. Then Chayiv al Kol Shabbos B'Shabbos Chatas Achas L'Chol Shabbos. The AFOP said, well, no, that lo ben tayin, even though he didn't actually discover in between that he had done Naveira the previous Shabbos, the Helam Echadu. So therefore, it seems to be one Helam. One Helam means that a person does an Aveira and then does an Aveira again without realizing in between that he had done the first Aveira, that is only one Chiyuv Karbon. The Mishnah increases. A person eats Kedayis Chelev and then another Kedayis Chelev, the Helam Echad, without realizing in between that he had done the first Aveira. Then it's only one Chiyuv Karbon. So seemingly here, there should be not a Chiyuv Karbon for each Shabbos, there should be one Chiyuv because he didn't know in between. So the answer is, there's a big Yisod here as well. Aminan Yamim Shebein Tayim Havan Yediyah Lechalek. The fact that there were days in between, a Chol, that constitutes a Yediyah. That divides the two Averos, and it's the Yediyah L'Chalek. Just like the person would have eaten a Kazayis Chelev, and then he realized that he had done it. And then he ate another Kazayis Chelev, not realizing. So of course there's a separate Chiyuv Karbon each time, because it's the Yediyah in between. So the answer is, here as well, the days in between are a Yediyah L'Chalek. Now Rashi goes on. Rashi doesn't stop there. This is also very important because this is going to bring us to the issue in Tosfos. That Tosfos doesn't accept what Rashi is about to say right now. Rashi says, the Yom Shabbat time have Yom Yediyah L'Chalek. Why? She'i efshir shilo shama bein tayim. She'osa yom have Yishabbos. It's impossible that he didn't realize at some point during the week that that day they had done the other malachos was Shabbos. Certainly that awareness must have reached his consciousness. The only thing is, what didn't he know? Ela shelo nizkal the malachos shenasuva. In other words, he realized during the week, the 6 days in between, that that other day was Shabbos, but he didn't realize that he had done melachos on that day. So it's not as if he knew that he had been choten, but he what came to him was the idea on that thing that he forgot when he did the Avera. He had forgotten it was Shabbos, but Rashi explains the fact that there are days in between indicates that he clearly must have realized some point during the week that that day was Shabbos, but he didn't realize when he realized that, he didn't realize he had done the Avera. So the first shgaga was because of Shabbos, and he realized that. That became known to him. Therefore, so we have here is not one shgaga, we have a separate shgaga. It's not shnei ve'sechela behelamechot. There's the idea in between. What's the idea in between? The fact that they're yomim shabeim tayin, which for Rashi translates into, he certainly realized during the week that that day was Shabbos. That which he forgot, he once again realized. That's a good shayla, and that we'll see in the Ramban. The Ramban has a possibility that Rashi doesn't necessarily have to mean that it's borer that it was that way. Let's say you could know for sure that he didn't know. He still had amnesia. He still didn't realize it was Shabbos. The Ramban has a possibility that since he should have known, that's good enough. Parshav Shad and Rashi. What? Yeah, so you have to see. When we get to the Ramban, you'll see what I mean. But Pashup Shat Yerid Rashi sounds as if it's a Nansahadi. It's clear the person would have had that realization. But that is all Svara to dictate, therefore, that you have a separate Shtaga each week. However, what is the Chiyuv not for Malacha, but for Shabbos? Umiyo Ahabi Malacha Shibachol Shabbos. Lomachayiv Alachad. On all those various mugachos he did each week, you only chayev one. The kulas Shabbos chadash gag. See again, Rashi now goes back to the yisod of the earlier Rashi that carbon ashtogei kasi. That the fact that there's only one carbon per Shabbos, even though there are many times that he did mugachos, not the same av mugach. He did various avos mugachos, or various todos of different avos, various mugachos each Shabbos. But the shgaga was in Shabbos, not in the Malach. So the whole Shabbos was one shgaga. The whole shgaga got Malach. The Odeh who shah Malach was Asura. That he knows. Elish, a Shabbos was a shgaga. So therefore, each Shabbos has a din of Yedila Chalek in terms of that is not one carbon, but there's a carbon per Shabbos, on the one hand. On the other hand, it's not going to be a chatas for every malacha, it's going to be one chatas for Shabbos because the shgaga was in Shabbos. That's the second case. The third case. Hayodea shehu Shabbos va'atzim malachos harbei. Now it's in contrast to the second case. Now he knows it was Shabbos. But he did many malachos, so what was his shgaga? Shelo yada sha malachos halal asura. He didn't know that the malachos were us. So he did those same malachos many times, many weeks, not knowing they were us. Chayiv al ko'av malacha chatas achas. Ve'af al pishacha ve'ukfala b'kamesh abasas. Even though he did the same av many times, so how come you're only going to have one chiyuv per malacha? I did the same malacha over many, many shabbos. Because in that respect, the kula chadashkagim. On terms of the malachos, it's one shgaga on that av malacha. What is it that you forgot that zviya was usher? You didn't know tzira was usher. You didn't know chavisha was usher. Therefore, it's one shgaga for all the times that you did that malacha. The halo no, the lo ben tayin. Because on that, there was no yidir in between. Either we said before, when it comes to shigat Shabbos, that there's a separate chiyuv for every Shabbos. It's like there was a yedia in between on the shgaga of Shabbos. Why not say the same thing here? Ul inyan shigga Shabbos, who the ikal amema yom shabein time have an yedia lechalos. When it comes to shigga Shabbos, then we can use the svar that the days in between are like a yedia, and as Rashi explained before, because it's ef shishlo no da lo bein time that day was Shabbos. Abul inyan shigga malachos lo aluhach. You couldn't say that over there. Just the fact that the days in between is therefore assumed that you would have discovered Chavisha was Hashem because there were 6 days in between Shabbat and Shabbat. Therefore, there should be a Nuchi for the Chavisha of the second Shabbat like the first one. That's not something automatic. That wouldn't be a course for him to learn that Chavisha was Hashem. Elim can Yashav or Shabbat Nechachon Dukh Shabbat. Unless he involves himself proactively to learn. So it's not an automatic thing. So that's in terms of why you can't have a separate chiyuv for the chavisha of the second Shabbat, just like the first Shabbat. On the other hand, but there is a chiyuv to each melacha, a meal, the chatas achas, the mitzvah of kosher Shabbat. But you can't say now that all the melachas you did on one Shabbat should be one chatas. The shgaga la the Shabbat avya, elabim melachas. Because what was the shgaga? The shgaga wasn't in Shabbat. The shgaga was in the melachas, the shgaga to avya, the Shabbat achas. There are many shgagas for that one Shabbat. So again, Rashi reiterating the same yisod that goes through all the three cases, that the koveya in chiyuv chatas is how many shgagas are there. In the first case, it's one shgaga, it was one lapse that led him to do all that he did. In the second case, it was a separate shgaga for each Shabbos, and there's this inyan of yediyah lechalek, as Rashi elaborates on. In the case of the malachos, there's a shgaga per malacha. And you're not going to use the svar of Yom Shabbat time of Yedilah Chalek vis-a-vis Malachos, because that doesn't automatically assume that you're going to get the idea in between about the Malacha. That doesn't happen by itself. But the fact that you would discover with Shabbos last week, that would happen in Mela. Now that actually brings in a Gemara Dafayin. The Gemara discusses these last two cases of the Mishnah. Will be Gemara Yalif, just like the Rashi quotes the Pasuk earlier vis-a-vis the case of Shokhiach Iker Shabbos. So Rashi quotes the pasuk vis-a-vis these last two cases. Mar Yal Po Amnishu Chayv Al Kol Achas VeAchas UPam Shem Chayv Al Achas Al Kol Shabbos. Sometimes it's a chiyuv for each melacha, and sometimes it's a chiyuv carbon only one per Shabbos. For Mistavra, and therefore now that you have the two sukim, it's logical that what should determine which the svar that we're working with, the shkagas, the chiyuv that's going to be per malacha, a kolachas ve'achas, for every ma'isa vera, every malacha, is going to be the zadon Shabbos, the shigas malachas. What's that? Zadon Shabbos, the shigas malachas means you know it's Shabbos, that was not forgotten, but you didn't know malachas was. So the ikar shkagas tuva. You have many shkagas, that's why you have a kolachas ve'achas. Ututura, and the tour that you have only one per Shabbos, not for every malacha, just one for the whole Shabbos, the shigas Shabbos. The Zadim Malachas. That's in the case where you forgot it was Shabbos, so you knew the Malachas were after the Chodesh Gagi. What Rosh is actually referring to? It's at the end of Daf Ayin. It's the drush of Achas Mehena. So Asa Me Achas Mehena. So the Gemara Dashin's Achas Shehi Hena, Hena Shehi Achas. And therefore, one goes in the case of Zadim Malachas, the Shigat Shabbos, and one goes on the other case. But again, the driving force behind the halacha in all these cases is the yisod that Rashi ended up earlier, the carbon ashogi kaas. Av malacha dinaka, the lav lemiyute totes. It says in the Lashon Mishnah, chayva kol av malacha malacha. So that might lead one to say that you're not chayiv if you did a toda, a chayiv carbon. It's not true. It doesn't come to mite a toda. Toda is as much a malacha for purposes of chiyuv chatas as an avos. So who are the todos? Ubelvad sheyu todos d'shnei avos. The only thing is to be chayiv two chatos, the two malachos, be it an avir toda, it's got to be a two todos of two different avos. So what does it mean by saying av malacha malacha? Not just an av. Elo lemiute hecha d'havi beis todos d'avechas. By saying av malacha malacha comes to mean nayeh. If you have two todos of the same av, so you wouldn't have two chiyuv carbon, but only one chiyuv carbon. Oh, av it todos shelo. If you did an av and it's todos, it's like you did the same malacha. The ein chayv al achas kiddik tani seifa, like it says in the last part of the Mishnah, ha'otim locha tar mim locha achas, which means shtei todos shel avechas. Ein chayv al chatas achas. Why is that? Darehu ka'oseh v'chozer v'oseh behelam echad. By doing an av and a toda, or two todas of the same av, it's like you did the same malacha twice, and that would not warrant a separate chiyuv chatas. It's every malacha that has a separate chiyuv chatas, not the same malacha twice. Ve'en chiyuv chatos behelam echad, ela begufi avera she'enam domish. If the guf avera is different, it means two separate avos.
Oh, but chiluk shabbos is in shigat shabbat. So another way you could have a separate chiluk chatos is if you have two separate shabbos. So even though you did chavisha on one shabbat and the same malach is chavisha the next shabbat, but there'll be a separate chiluk carbon because of the din of chiluk shabbos as we had before. Yom shabbat time having a deal of chal. Al kol panim, what emerges very strongly from Rashi is a one basic principle that seems to be underneath all of the cases in the Mishnah. And that is this idea of carbon ashogi ka'asi. The chi of carbon derives from the number of shkagos. This is also the Lashon HaRambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos very clearly. The Lashon HaRambam in explaining our Mishnah. Ba'amram ka'ashokheach ikar Shabbos. Gives you an example of that. He says, "Lefikach ein achayv el carbon echad, lefi she'ein lo el shkaga achas biikar haTorah." The case of shechiach ikar Shabbos is one carbon because there's one shkaga in the whole idea of the union of Shabbos. If he knew that Hashem prohibited malacha on Shabbos, but he thought this was not Shabbos, chayv carbon echad al kol Shabbos, ki shkaga achasi liyom kulo. Shiyada ki ayom Shabbos ba malacha bo asura. Aber ein der im Zuri shu osi im Malacha. Chasav she'en Malacha. Then, Chayv Kav Nekom Malacha. Malacha tishkaga hi b'chol Malacha. What is the makar for this idea that Rashi is working with? Where did Rashi get it? Chore to Gemara, right? It's a mefurish to Gemara later on Daf Ayin. The Gemara asks the question, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seif. Right? The very top of Daf Ayin. The case of Reisha meaning, as Rashi there explains it, Reisha meaning the second case of the Mishnah. But we have the first case of Shokheach Iker Shabbos. Right. He didn't know anything. You have the case of Shigigat Shabbos with Zadon Malacha. What does that mean? You knew Malacha Savasar, you knew what they were, but you didn't know it was Shabbos. Then Lomachayev El Achas Lechol Shabbos. And you have Seifa, the last case of the Mishnah, the third of the cases. The Zadon Shabbos v'Shigat Malacha Kavakom Malacha Malacha. The Gemara asks, what's the difference? So there's one reason that starts out, which is of Safra, which is difficult. Safra says it depends what makes you be Polish. What do you hear about? Believe that. If Nachman challenges it, he says ultimately you're Polish because of both ideas. And then Rav Nachman suggests, what's the reason? Says the Gemara, Karva the Chayev Achmana. My ashkaga, the Torah is mechayiv carbon. Why? On what? On shkaga. Hashem chadishkaga, hachatuvishkaga. The difference is how many shkagas are there. The basis of the chiyuv carbon is ashkaga. So in the case of shocheach not shocheach ikar Shabbos, the case where you shakach that the yom was Shabbos, yodea ikar Shabbos, then there's one shkaga on the yom. And therefore, your chai is not for every malacha you did on that day, but just one for the whole day. And the other case is two shkagos, because you did all the different malachas, and it was a separate shkag on each one. So Rashi is seemingly drawing on that gemara. So let's understand, what exactly does this mean? What does it mean to say, carbon, the chi rachmana, ashkag? What does it mean exactly? The chi carbon, for an Avera, the Shogig is on the Shgag. And therefore, the number of Kabbalahs are going to correspond to the amount of Shgagas that you have. What does that suggest? Verbosa. Nope. Someone say a Svar. Yeah? What do you think it means? Some. Don't be shy. What? You have to do Maisa for sure, right? Clearly. So there's two things that go into every Maisa Avera that you have a carbon class. You have the fact that there was a ma'isa there performed, committed, right? A person ate chelev, let's say. So he did the ma'isa there. And then there was a shgaga involved. It wasn't amazing, right? He was a shogeg. In what way was he a shogeg? Either he didn't know this piece was chelev, he thought it was shuma, or he thought that chelev is mutter. Right? There was some rap, something he didn't know, that led him to do the avera. And yet, he's not absolved. It's not so simple. He can't hide behind the shkag and say, I'm patur. After all, it wasn't the name to know. There's a certain responsibility that you have even the shogeg, and there's a consequence, and that's the chiyuv karka. So there has to be an element of shgaga, which means you're not totally innocent, right? Why you're not totally innocent? Well, why are you not innocent? After all, you didn't know. Plead innocence. I didn't know. That teretz is.
Remember.
You should have known. you didn't know. You should have known. You should have known. If you would have been more sensitive and more conscientious, you wouldn't have let that happen. You wouldn't have had that lapse. You would have known. You would have studied better. You would have known the chiluk hazatz. You would have been more careful to check it out. So there was obviously an element of responsibility, but nevertheless, it's not like you're a total mazid either. So there was a shgaga in terms of what led you to do the aveira, and then it was the actual aveira itself. Carbon the chayrach manas shgaga. So what would it mean? You have to have both, right? You have to have a ma'is aveira. Let's say a person he walked around, you know, for a week thinking that chayuv is mutter. So it's a chayuv carbon, obviously. No chayuv carbon. It has to be an aveira. On the other hand, if somebody did an aveira, but it wasn't the shogeg, either was the mazid. There's no chiyuv carbon to mazid, or it's the onus, whatever constitutes onus. He was forced to do it. Someone forced it. It's not a shogeg. It doesn't rise to the threshold of shogeg. Again, there's no chiyuv. So you have to have a ma'isa aveira, but you also have to have some element that's called shogeg. What is the machayiv of carbon? So let somebody say, what does the Gemara mean? Maybe the Gemara means a revolutionary idea. Carbon the chiyuv rachman ashkaga, carbon ashogeg ka'asi. That what? That what is the mechayiv in carbon? Why are you bringing a carbon? Why? Because of that lack of awareness, that you should have been more aware. That ashkaga, right? That which escaped you, that idea that escaped you, that you weren't aware of, is your fault. Your fault is for that. And you pay a price. The price is a form of carbon. So the chi of carbon maybe would be a function of the struggle. Now, so long as you didn't do a nice, you're not gonna have to pay the price for your struggle. But ultimately, the machayiv in carbon is the struggle alone. The mice is a tonight. The ma'ayah has to come to the point where you do the ma'ayah kaveira. But the ma'ayah of carbon would be the shkala. Should we say that? What would be the opposite svara? Say no.
Hatishir would be
the answer. Hatishir is up to that Torah, but it could be a tachi of carbon. No. Because the Torah says it has to lead to, just like after you do a ma'ayah kaveira, after you do a ma'ayah kaveira, that which the Torah says.
And then once you define
what the
ma'aseh there is, you define
the ma'aseh there is. But not machayev, it's a tanaya. There's machayev and there's a tanaya. What's the tanaya? What's the machayev? What is the reason that you're bringing the carbon? It had to lead to a ma'aseh there. What generates the chiyuv carbon? Yeah.
The reason is that it wouldn't have come into play at all if you didn't do ma'aseh. That's part of
it's clear. It's clear you have to have both. But now,
why isn't that part of the reason?
What is the generating factor? What is
that's
the
part? That's part of the generating factor, because without that, you're not have carbon at all.
The nafkamina is going to be. We'll see how many carbonates in the given case. In other words, but you know, what is it you have to? That, what is it that mechayev you? It had to lead to a ma'aseh that you did something wrong as a result. But what's mechayev you in the carbon? What would be the other side of the coin? No, that's not the pshat. The mechayev in carbon is what? The ma'aseh aveira. Now, if there wasn't a shgaga behind the ma'aseh aveira, so then there's no chiyuv for that ma'aseh aveira. But what is it that you have to bring a carbon for? For the ma'aseh aveira, not for the shgaga. It isn't somewhere a combination, but the Chorah, you still have to define what is the Gita Machayev and what is the Gita Machayev.
Why can't we do it
with
two Yakuza and Machayev?
They're
two different aspects of the
Chiyah. Two aspects of the Chiyah. Yeah? Good. So ultimately, if they break down, then how many Chiyah of them are
there? There's one. There's two things that define the Chiyah and the Machayev. The two Machayev and the Machayev have to fill both requirements of the Machayev.
Okay, but then again, you have to ask yourself, what would be in a case where you have, in terms of one aspect, two l'chayim, in terms of the other aspect, one l'chayim. Here you have the case where there was one shgaga. You did know Shabbos, you did many malach. So, carbon ha-shogikasi, if we assume that the l'chayim is the shgaga itself, every time you bring Kamar Chatz, it's because of that shgaga, because of that lack, because of that which was nalam from you. So now there was one hell in here, there was one shgaga, there was the fact you didn't know it's Shabbos. But wait, there were many pa'ulos aveira, there were many, many malachas for you.
For the second time you did a pa'ulah, you
know, you're saying that in order to have a separate carbon, you have to have both.
Yeah.
Okay. But then again, you're putting more weight on the shgaga itself. There's an interesting question of the Ramban, not in the Chidushim, in the Sefer Shar HaGmul of the Ramban. In Shar HaGmul, he describes the basis of why a shogeg gets called a chote and eats kapara. Listen to this Russian, very interesting Russian of the Ramban. Umau cheto, says the Ramban, but the Ramban starts the sentence before. Haresha achal chelo b'shogeg nikl chote. Shekin karatzo tor b'chol makam. You ate chelo b'shogeg, you called a chote, the Torah calls you a chote. Umau cheto. Shelo nivar ba'atzmo v'lo haya yarei v'chorei dal divrei ha'mokam baruch hu. Shelo yochal v'lo yase dover ad sheyivdok yafe yafe. What was his chet? That he wasn't careful not to do such a thing. In other words, to stop him from doing it. There will be his galo adover shehu muter. To us, I should say. No. Oh no, takir. The galo adover shehu muter until he knows the short muter. In other words, he shouldn't have done it unless he knew it was muter. That's the first thing Ramban says. What is his chet? That he shouldn't do it unless he's absolutely certain that it was okay. Continues the Ramban. Ramban says every davar usur. Malach lechanefesh, it corrupts, it sullies the soul, and it's metame it. Therefore, you quote a chote. It sounds like the Ramban is offering two distinct ideas. The nature of the chait is the fact alone nizah, and therefore you quote a chote, or because the davar atzer itself is malach lechanefesh. Now, the Ramban doesn't directly speak about machayv and carbon, but he emphasizes both in yanin. The lapse, the fact that you weren't conscientious, and the fact that you did the ma'aser, which itself is a ma'aser metame. A kopanim, one could start thinking that the pshat in this whole Mishnah, the svara of karban ashogi ka'asi, is either to simply say that the mechayev is the shgaga, and the ma'aser should be a t'nai, or maybe you want to maybe play with what Michal is suggesting, that it's really two mechayvim, but you need to have both. But clearly what already is in place is that you have to have a shgaga as mechayv. That's one of one critical aspect of the chiyuv karban is the shgaga itself. And therefore the minion of the shgaga is going to determine the number of the karban. The Chor, though, it's not so pashut. It's very hard in a certain way to say this. If you carry this to the nth degree, right, so it comes out, right, what is the reason in the Mishnah why if you're shocheach that the day is Shabbos, you only chayev one chadash for everything you did on that day? Because your shgaga was in one thing that led you to do all that you did. You didn't know it was Shabbos. What would you say, Rabosai? Let's move away from the case over here of Shabbos. Let's talk about another example where you did two averos, but the thing that led you to do both averos is one shgaga. The same shgaga led you to do two different averos. So, for example, the Mishnah in Yuma Pei Aleph says that a person achal va'atam malacha in Yom Kippur, he's chayiv two chatos, right? For the yachila on Yom Kippur, for shogeg, and for the melacha on Yom Kippur for shogeg. Now, the Mishnah doesn't exactly say the case. What is it that led you to eat and do melacha? So perhaps reading the Mishnah, one could explain what's the case. Why did you eat on Yom Kippur? Why did you do melacha on Yom Kippur? What was your shogeg? What did you forget? Okay, that's one way to learn it. Or how else could you learn it?
You forgot it was usher.
You didn't know that it was usher to eat on Yom Kippur. You didn't know it was doing melacha. Well, the melacha you didn't know was usher in that particular melacha. Now, if you learn the Pshat and Mishnah that it's you didn't know the maisa was usher, the maisa achila, the maisa or the maisa of the melacha that you did, then what you have here is how many shkagas? Two shkagas. The Mishnah said, Yechayev two kavas. But what if you learn the Pshat in the Mishnah that the reason why you did achila and melacha is because you didn't know that it was Yom Kippur? You thought it was a different day. You thought it was a test yesterday. You didn't know it was Yom Kippur. Comes out, well, how many shkagas do you have? One. But the Mishnah says explicitly, Yechayev two chatos. So, yeah, the Mishnah alone, there's no kasha. But the Rambam says with Mefurish in Shkagis, in Perek Aleph Halacha Hei, that the case he has is that they teach that he talks about Rabin, they thought that it wasn't Yom Kippur, right? And what happens? They do Melacha and they eat on Yom Kippur, and the Rambam says, Yechayev two chatos. And the Mefurish of the Rambam, well, what was the Shkagah? The Shkagah was that they didn't know it was Yom Kippur. So, what's the difference between that and our Mishnah? So, there was one Shkaga. So, what sounds like Samakash, right? What do you do? What do you have to say? And there could be other examples, but this is the first in the Rambam.
They thought it was not Yom Kippur. That's based on the Mishnah, but the Rambam clearly understood the Mishnah even in a case of a shgaga on that, you know, the day was Yom Kippur. It's one shgaga. So, you have to right away say there must be some difference between our Mishnah when it comes to Melechet Shabbos, when you do many Melechas on Shabbos, and the case in the Ram, Yom Kippur. Uchor, what's the difference? Many Averos with one Shkaga. The Mishnah says one Karbon. And the case in the Rambam, many, two different averas based on one shkag, not knowing it was Yom Kippur. And the Rambam says two karbanot. What's the difference? Karban hashkag kasi, karban hashogi kasi. Right? Why the two? Yeah, from the Mishnah alone, you wouldn't have a kasi. It could be interpreted in Mishnah, but the Rambam is in the first. The truth is that you have to know better the sugya later. I mean, Rashi tells us at the end that there really are two psukim that you're talking about, right? There's pa'amim shul chayev al achas kol achas le'achas, or pa'amim she'en chayev al achas, based on achas mehena. Yeah, and we make an ukimka. One pasuk is talking about zaden shabbos v'shikas melachas, and one pasuk is talking about the other case. So if you're talking about dashing psukim, so then good, that relates to the situation at hand. So maybe when you talk about anything beyond the categories of our Mishnah, then we don't have to follow this principle. But l'chora, it's still difficult. If the principle is true, then why should it be limited? Furthermore, if you look at the Tosfos of Rosh and Daf Ayin, the Tosfos of Rosh points out that this Svara of Rav Nachman, of Chadash Gaga versus Tuvash Gaga,
is true even if you don't work with the drasha of Akash Nehena, which is at the end of that sugya that Rashi apparently is working with in the Mishnah. But there are various drashas in the Gemara to learn out when it comes to Lamatesh Melachos that there's a separate chiyuv for every melacha. And there's other Makoros in the Gemara. And the Tosa Rush says that even if you have other Makoros, not the Drash of Achas Mehena, which you have two psukim about, one is Achas Mehena, Hena Sheyachas, Achas Sheyena, but simply you just have one other, whatever Drash it is, we still use the Svara of Chadash Gaga to say that when you have one Shgaga, it's just one Karba. Now you're not talking about two psukim to learn one Pasuk is in one case, one Pasuk is in another case, it's simply a Svara by itself. So then if that's the case, why not the case of Yom Kippur? Chadash Gaga, two Malach, two Averis. So I say, we'll have to know, when we get to Sugya Daf Ayin, we'll have to see more carefully. There are various drushes here. And a lot of what we're going to say today also may not be perfect in terms of working it out with all the drushes. L'chora, as we begin to enter into the Sugya, what you see here is that there has to be something different about the Averos described in our Mishnah, namely Melachos of Shabbos, and let's say Kol HaTorah Kula. You have to say that apparently, when it comes to an Avera like eating Yom Kippur and doing Lacha Yom Kippur, we're talking about how many different Averos? Two distinct and different Averos. An Avera of Inui, of eating Yom Kippur, and an Avera of Melacha Yom Kippur. And therefore, notwithstanding the fact that what led you to do both different Averas, both Averas, is one Shgaga, but the fact is you did Avera of eating on Yom Kippur, you did an Avera of Melacha Yom Kippur. And therefore, how many Karbanos are there too? Nashe Ein Kein in our Mishnah. What are we discussing? On Shabbos, what did you do? You did Bria, you did Harisha, you did Ksira. You did it with one Shgaga because you thought it was Sunday. You knew it was Shabbos. But bottom line, how many, what did you do? You did a different Melacha. But what Avera did you do? What's the shame of the Avera? Now, it's true that when you do separate Melachas, when you don't know Melachas of Avera, there's a separate Chazas. That's what the drushes of Daf Ayin have to do with. How you know that? Chiluk Melachos. But after everything, even after the fact that there's a separate carbon for each Melacha, but you can't get away from the fact that it's one shame. It's one shame Avera. And therefore, that seems to be the basic difference between our Mishnah and the case in the Rambam. The case in the Rambam, it's a different shameless Mechlokim, you could call it. It's a different shame Avera. It's an Avera of Inui, it's an Avera of Melacha Yom Kippur. It's one Shgaga? No, but it's still two Maitre Avera. And if a Tukaba, Masha Enkin over here, where it's really one Avera L'Sasachol Melacha, but it's a separate Melacha, it's a different way of performing that Avera. And we know that there's a halacha that the Torah Mechayev is ordinarily a separate carbon on each melacha of Shabbos, as if it would be a new avera, as if, but it's not. It's a avera shasachah melacha. In that context, when the shgaga was one shgaga that led you to do the two melachos, which are two forms of a shasachah melacha, that's when the klal of our Mishnah said that one shgaga, leaving the two melachas in Shabbos, is only required for one carbon. That's the chora, the difference you have to say. There's a din of separate melachas, which is a din required, which is machai, a separate carbon for each melacha, as if it would be another avera, but it's still one avera, tasach a melacha. But in that context, when it's one shgaga that led to the two melachas, then it's only going to be one chiyuv carbon. Yes?
Does a negative avera on Shabbat,
the
Shabbat,
by say,
you know,
and they
don't do a part of the
commandment of
saying, you do
the Shabbat.
There's Zakhar on the Shabbat,
so
I'm not
being
strict to different,
and they're
unaware of it.
But obviously, this is what you're talking about, but the whole, the Mechayev of Karpachat is only Melach. It's never, you have to have a Lachish because. So it won't be the Gaya. But the Mice says that the bottom line is, it's all one Lachash Lachamalach. So, in other words, if it goes out of Malach, but then there's a din of Chiluk Malachos that we have various sources for. Chiluk Malachos means that if you do various Malachos and Shabbos, the Helam Echad, there's a separate Chiluk covered for each Malacha. And in that context, we have the further limitation of Shkaga Achas versus many Shkaga. But now we're both said, we're coming back to the Yisrael. If we're going to argue that the Mechayiv of a Karba, or one of the Mechayiv, is the Shkaga, so still we're both said. So what's good? We have clearly a difference between the Rambam's case and the case here. But if we define the Chi of Karba as a function of the Shkaga, so a nice family Shkagas did you do? You didn't know Jim Kip? So what, in fact, are the two karbanos over there? I understand that it's different. It's not that it's one lav, but there's a halacha that you can mechuyev a separate carbon for each way that you. It's two separate lavim. I understand two separate aveiros. But it's one shkaga, and the mechayev of carbon is shkaga. So it's one shkaga. I mean, if you read the Rashi and the Gemara Kipshuto, carbon ashogi ka'asi. So what do you do with the Rambam? What do you do with the case of Yom Kippur? Still, there was just one thing I did wrong. It was one, I was not conscientious to know that it's Yom Kippur. So why is it good as a separate Avera? But who cares if it's a nice Avera? What matters is a struggle.
Yeah, I think it's similar to the case of the Yom Kippur. That
you know,
once you find out that he's really a Jew, that's
going to happen. Very good. So you cast the over there also. So I want to know. So good. So ask the question there too. Make it stronger. So how come you look? If it's one struggle, you didn't know anything about Torah mitzvahs, and then you found out, and now you have to bring a separate carbon for chaylev and for dam. Why? One struggle. Carbon ashogi kasi is one struggle. So lechora it's muchach from here, right? That the Mechayiv and Karban is not what? The Shkaga. Shkaga, of course, is necessary. If it's not a Shogeg, you're not going to bring for doing the Aveira. But the Mechayiv is ultimately the nice Aveira. And even if the Ramban, even if the Ramban said, what the Ramban said, that there's an Inyan one Yari Vachare, that's all why you're called a Chote. You're called a Chote. Because of the fact that you were not more aware, more conscientious, etc. That's why you're a chote, or also you're a chote because the act was matame you. But the Ramban never meant to suggest that the Mechayiv and Karban is the Shkaga. If it were true, then how could it be one Shkaga and two Chiyuv Karban? It's one Mechayiv, there's only one Mechayiv. And the truth is, this is something you can prove, like you say from Tinnish and Ishba, you can prove from other halachos. We'll have to get into all these various categorizations of chilukim, something called gufin muchlakim. If you do an avera, but you do it with separate gufs, chamesh nidos. And let's say you blow chamesh nidos each time, you didn't know that there is a nid in the Torah. So there's a separate chi of carbon for each one. We run out of the pasuk, the el isha, but it's masper, even if the shkaga was one shkaga. That is, that not that each time you thought the woman wasn't a nida. You didn't know this, there's a nida exists in the Torah. And you went with chamesh nidos, you roll chamesh nidos, a separate chiyuv carbon. How could it be? How could the Torah tell you the chiyuv carbon if the whole shgaga was one? Again, the answer is the mechayiv and carbon can't be the shgaga per se. The mechayiv and carbon is the ma'at avera. No, so then so go back to the Gemara, go back to Rashi. So what do we do with the Lashon of Rashi? What do we do with the Lashon of Rav Nachman on that side? Karben Ashogei Karatzi, Karben Achiv Rachmana Amaya Shkaga. What do we do? Where do we go? How do you explain it? If the Mechayev is not the Shkaga, we're saying Chorek Muchach from the Rambam and other places that there's a new Mechayev for each Amaya Shavera. So then what does it mean to say when it comes to the context here of Chil Shabbos that the Mechayiv is the Shkaga?
Say the Shkaga defines how far you go in terms of the Mesavera. Like in the first case, it's one Shkaga and a cloud. There's only one Mesavera from the Mechayiv Shabbos. But in the case you know a Shabbos, but you don't do it, when you do it, say, seven different Mechayivs, you get seven different Mechayivs. But the Shkaga defines how far you take this Mesavera to go. Is it more general or not?
So again, so what does it mean? The carbon is common. The carbon is known as machayiv. It's on shgaga. The shgaga is going to determine how many kabbalas. So why? Why?
The shgaga doesn't determine basically how many mice of air, so to speak, you were over, and thus how many kabbalas you have.
So which way are you going? So if there's one shogeg, then even though there's different mice of air, but there's one shogeg, so that's going to tell you to limit the kabbalas. Which one is the thing? In other words, is the shogig the tsareis, you're saying, or the shogig is the machalik? Which way do you want to go? The etzim, the masa veira, should require a separate carbon for each one. So then what you're really saying is, what the shogig going to do? If it's one shgaga, if it's a separate carbon for each aveira, you're saying, but yet the shogig is going to determine something. How is it going to play in as a factor here? It's going to determine the number of kabbalas, even though it's basically a machayev for each ma'isa. Saying what? What your ma'isa vero is. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's say you didn't know the Shabbos and you're
doing
a vero.
Yeah.
You're only trying to be over.
So you did chadriya, you did chadish, you did chadish on Shabbos, not knowing it's Shabbos. So you're saying, what did you do? How many mice are there did you do? And that Shabbos,
one
mice are there. Even though the pu'ula you did, there were the five different pu'ulas. But that he's trying to say, Israeli, give him a chance. You want to say something, maybe something here. You did five different acts, A-C-T-S, right? Act of a mice. But mice avera was one. The shgaga defines the mice avera. That's when we carbon a shogi cause. So let's see if we understand what you're saying a little better. So you're beginning to say something. In other words, there's some sort of a combination here. We said that the machayev is a maisa avera, but you see, you could call it semantics, but it really is not. It's a very doctor-sticker thing. What does it mean, a maisa avera? To say that the machayev called a maisa avera, we're talking about the physical act, or talking about some classification here. We're trying to say with shgagas here is that the shgaga, let's talk about one avera, right? Whatever it is, the eighth chela, right? And you didn't know that it was chela, you didn't know chela was atzer. So what is the relationship between the achilas chela and the shgaga behind the achilas chela? We said you have to have both, but we're assuming that the machayev is the not the fact that you didn't know and should have known. That's not the machayev per se. The machayev has to be the maisa avera. But how do you define maisa avera? The physical maisa achila. Or the shgaga somehow serves to define the maisa as a maisa avera. Let's see if you can understand that svar a little bit. It's a good svar, but you have to explain it, sharpen it a little bit. So the muscle. I saw this connection in a safe one. You bring some muscle. It's a very good muscle. The machok mitzvah shikas kavana mitzvah shikas kavana. Right? The kel is here. Right? You hear shofar, and you're not intending for the mitzvah of shofar. So, whatever we pass it, right? But the ma'aser there's a man da'amar a mitzvah shikas kavana. What does it mean? If you do a ma'aser mitzvah and you didn't have kavan, you're not yotze. You ate matzah and you didn't have in mind for the mitzvah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu of Be'er Pilchu Matzah, so you're not yotze. So why not? I mean, you did exactly what the mitzvah is defined as. No, you did the achilas matzah on El Pesach. You ate the shir kezayis. You didn't have special kavan of the same mitzvah. So why aren't you yotze? So you could say, well, it's not enough that you did the maisa, you have to also have kavana, which is a separate tnai, a separate condition, a separate requirement. And without that, you can't be yotze. I mean, you could say that, but why would that be? You did exactly what the Torah said. You did exactly what the same mamash, that pa'ula, the Torah said, you did it. The answer is, maybe it's a different idea. That mitzvah tzvichas kavana is not that there's a new requirement, a new tenai, not just to do the ma'aseh that the Torah commanded. You have to have kavanah. It's that, what did the Torah command? The Torah didn't just say, that on the night of Pesach you should do the physical act of eating matzah. The Torah said you do what's called a ma'aseh mitzvah sachilas matzah. Every mitzvah in the Torah has a definition. The definition is not simply the way you do it, that's the shell. You know, that this much, how much you eat, how you eat it, derech achila, whatever it is. But every mitzvah has in it a definition, according to Manu Tzirchus Kavanah. That is that you do a ma'aseh mitzvah, that you do the achilas matzah l'shem mitzvah saboreh. Or you hear a shofar l'shem mitzvah saboreh of shofar. As part of the definition of mitzvah Torah, it's already implicit in that the mitzvah is done, that the act is done, l'shem mitzvah. If you didn't do l'shem mitzvah, it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's a ma'aseh ba'alma. It's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. You didn't do the ma'aseh for the mitzvah. So it's not a new condition called kavana. It's that without kavana, you won't have a ma'aseh mitzvah here. You just have tamanas. So the kavana is what defines every ma'aseh as the ma'aseh mitzvah. And the Torah requires you to do what Torah says, do act, means don't just do it. Do it the same mitzvah. Do it as a religious act for the sake of mitzvah Torah. So look, that's a machlokes by mitzvah kavana. But if you could take that svara, borrow that svara, according to the Madam, as we're explaining, Tzichas Kavana, and we'll apply it now to the notion of an Aveira when it comes to Chiyuv Chatzis. So the Torah says you do an Aveira, as a Chiyuv Kares, you do it the Shogeg, it's a Chiyuv Kares. You have been Mavid, there's other consequences, whatever it is, Kares, or Mishu Beidin in some cases. What is Rukhshah? The Torah says, do that, when you do that act, that's the machayiv in the onus, or in the karban, doing the act itself, that's the act by itself. It's the fact that the act that you did has a shame, what? Ma'aseh aveira. What does it mean to be called ma'aseh aveira? There's an element of rebellion, meriva, somewhere, in that Kaddish Baruch, in that we did that. Now, who made it? Ma'aseh, it's obvious. Person does beyodim. An Aveira, he knows it's wrong and he does it anyway. That is a Ma'aseh Aveira. It's clear, it's apparent. He knows it's wrong, he does it anyway. So then there are consequences for the Ma'aseh Aveira. It's a Ma'aseh that's Mechayev, but it's a Ma'aseh Aveira that's Mechayev. It's a Ma'aseh that's, what makes it a Ma'aseh Aveira? The Merida, the fact that there was an element of Aveira in what he did. Not just in terms of the Pu'ua that was against the Ratan Hashem, but there was an element that you should have done, you should have known better. You shouldn't have done it in your motive, not because Shmuel in doing such. So by Mezid, it's obvious. In Shogeg, what makes a Maisa Achila of Chelev a Maisa Aveira? The Shogeg Shabbat. The fact that there was an element that makes you responsible, that you should have been more makpid, you should have been more careful at the Ramban's lesson, you were not Yorei Bechorid enough, you were not as careful, you should have been var more, you shouldn't have done it until you knew 100% it was fine. The fact that there was a shgaga, it's not just a separate inyan. The shgaga is what fools you, that makes you responsible for what you did, and that's what defines the mitzvahs and mitzvahs. That's how you're beginning to say. So the definition here of shogeg is not just a separate aspect that without that you wouldn't have a chiyuv. It's not a new aspect. It's that atnai by itself. It's what shapes and defines the ma'aseh as a ma'aseh aveira. So now we can begin to hear the chiluk between the Rambam and the case of our Mishnah. When it comes to the case of Yom Kippur, there are clearly two different aveiras by definition. There's an Aveira of eating Yom Kippur, and there's an Aveira of Melacha Yom Kippur. So you did, and the Mechayev and Karban is clearly, we said, clearly the Ma'aseh Aveira. So you have two Ma'aseh Aveiras, so you have the Aveira of eating Yom Kippur, and you have the Aveira of Melacha Yom Kippur. What makes it a Ma'aseh Aveira? The same Shgaga. The same Shgaga. You didn't know it was Yom Kippur. So, good. And therefore, you're held responsible for the Ma'aseh Aveira of the Aveira of Malacha, which is one Shem Ma'aseh Aveira, which is one Shem Aveira, and the Aveira of Achila. What makes it a Ma'aseh Aveira? The fact that you didn't know and you should have known that it was Yom Kippur. But if by definition you're talking about two different averus in the Torah, then by definition you have two different mechayim in the carbon, mechayim of achila and mechayim of malach. Comes to Shabbos, where after everything is said and done, it's one avera v'sasa chamalach. What you did severe, did chavish, did kiyur. We did v'sasa chamalach. But there's a clear pasuk that we learn achila malach. That if you do the avera v'sasa chamalach in different ways, through one malacha, through another malacha, through another malacha, then there's a basis to machayiv you a carbon for each manner in which you did the ma'isa of asasach malacha. Say that. But in that context, if you're going to have a separate shgog of each one, that I can see after the jeres custom through the malacha, zviya as its own ma'isa vera, its form of asasach malacha, and a separate ma'isa vera when the chavisha, or nektira, and so on. But if you have one struggle, and that you didn't know was Shabbos, and that led you to do all the malachas you did on that day, and that they read after all was one osasach malach, and the shgaga was one, but you did that they in different ways, but you did it through one shgaga. So true, you did separate malachas, but how many nights are there? One. Because the ma'isa, the wasatacha malacha that you did in all the various ways that you did it is all based on one merida, one lack of yedia, one lack of clarity. The fact you didn't know Shabbos. So you did one ma'isa there, not three ma'isa there. Masha'enkin, if it's a different shame by definition, then the fact that it was one shgaga is not going to say it's one ma'isa there. You did clearly two different averas. What defines the as a ma'isa avera? Each case, the shgaga. The same shgaga is shared by both ma'isa averas. But if you did one avera, it's just that one avera has in it the possibility of rendering a separate chiyuv karba, because it is halacha that every malacha can be its own chiyuv karba. The seder, but you're going to have a separate shgaga for each one. Maybe that's one way to begin to grasp what's happening here, to be able to put it in a certain framework. Again, the Yisod that Rashi works with, again, in the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, it's predicated on the Lashon HaGemara and Daf Ayin, as Rav Nachman explains. Again, there was another pshat over there, we'll have to see more carefully. Rav Nachman sets down the Yisod carbon Ashogei Ka'at. So, Lechora, that would seem to suggest, at first glance, that the Machayev of a carbon Chatas is the Shkaga. It has to have led to a Maisa. Maybe that's also a contributing factor in Machayev, but one aspect of the Machayev is the Shkaga itself. That's what it would seem. Lechora, the difficulty is, what about cases like Nat Shabbat, cases in like the Rambam's case of Yom Kippur, where you have Lechora, one Shkaga, why you have to bring a separate carbon for the two Averos? It's one Shkaga, the carbon is coming because of Shkaga. And Lechora, you have to distinguish, by Macheshesh, by the way, says this basic distinction that there's a halacha of Shemus Muchlakim, and that's the case of Yom Kippur. It's a separate Ma'isa Avera, it's a separate shame. Of course, it was one Shkaga, but nevertheless, it's still a separate Avera that you're doing each time. Masha'inkin here, it's one Avera, it's one Losaka for Malacha, it's just that there's a halacha, that there's a Chiluk Malachos, that the Torah teaches us that you can have a separate chiyuv carbon to each malacha. In that case, one shgaga somehow is mitzareif them into one. And that's apparently the difference. What you right away, what do you see? That carbon of chore doesn't come for shgaga. Carbon comes for the ma'isa avera. That's the case in the Yom Kippur. So what's going on over here? And what's the lesson carbon of shogei ka'asi? So chore, we're trying to suggest maybe something a little bit novel. That it's in chore, it's not that it's the shgaga per se that the machayev in the carbon. It's the ma'isa avera. The ma'isa avera is defined as the ma'isa avera because of the shgaga shabbat.
What happened to the chore of malachas in case of shogi
then on the shabbat? So if the shogi goes on each malacha, that's declared the kasher. That's where it applies.
If you're shogi in shabbat.
No, so there's no chore of malachas there. That's what comes out of everything is said and done. Beginning about the lungs. There's a halacha of chiluk malachas on Shabbos. That means, by definition, you did various malachas to Hela Mechad, l'chayiv as to every malacha. That's the gzeiras hakasha. However, we learn it out. But that halacha is only true in Shigigat Malachas. By Shigigat Shabbos, that's the Mishnah. That doesn't apply. We're trying to figure out why not. I mean, if the Torah says that you have a separate chiyuv carbon for each malacha, so lechora, it's a marashah. If the chiyuv is based on carbon, if the chiyuv carbon is based on shkaga, so then what's the difference here in Yom Kippur? And if it's based on the mitzvah avera, so then what's the difference that it was one shkaga? Trying to say a svar. Obviously, you have to say there's a difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Because here it's only because of Xeris HaKart of Chiluk Malachos that the Torah is Mechayev a separate covenant to each one. But inherently it's one Aveir. It's just a different way to do the Aveir. And that's Xeris HaKart of Chiluk Malachos. But within that Xeris HaKart, the Torah says that there's a separate Mechayev for the Maisa Chavisha, not just for the Lotasa Chol, for the Maisa Chavisha. But that doesn't mean it's a separate shame of Aveir. The Aveir is still Lotasa Chol Malachos. Memeira, if you did Chavisha, Xira, and Zriya, in each time you didn't know that Chavisha was us, the Tzir was us, so then you have a separate Maisa Chavisha, which is itself warrants its own Chiyuv. The Seder, so a new Maisa Aver mitzvah the Chavisha, a new Maisa Aver mitzvah the Tzira, a new Maisa Aver mitzvah the Zriya. But if I did all those malachos because I didn't know it's Shabbos, so then it's one Maisa Avera that I did, because it was the Avera that of Lashatach HaMalacha, and it was the Shgaga, what made the Zviya Ktira, Chavisha, Maisa Veira, my not knowing was Shabbat. So therefore the Chiluk Malachos is not going to help in the case of Shigat Shabbat. You have to know something. Well, this is what I said. The Sugya Das Ayin, we're assuming now that the Xeris HaKart of Chiluk Malachos doesn't make each Malacha into a separate Maisa Veira. That's what we're saying. In a nutshell, that's what makes this different than Yom Kippur. One of the makoros, and that's ayin, for chiluk malachos, if you see there, you see the halacha of los levaros for chumash v'seichem, that just like the Torah tells you, havara is a separate malacha, so is each one. One could read that drasha as saying that what? That the nature of chiluk malachos is, what the Torah telling you? Each malacha has its own shame. My shame avera. It's as if the Torah would say chel, dan, nos, whatever it is. Each malacha has its own shame avera. There is such a shita in Mishonim, and the Kamina Kaminas in this. Let's say you give hasra for chilul Shabbos. So you see someone doing a particular malacha, what would be the hasra? Should the hasra be for the lasasacha malacha, or should the hasra be for the malacha itself? So I say, all of this may or may not be 100% true according to all the shitas and the shonim and so on. But again, l'fum v'yata, if you're looking at it now, l'chor will learn that even that drasha doesn't mean mamish to create a separate status of a different shema there. Again, we'll have to see more about a lot of these klolim, but this would be one way to approach it. What did you do? You thought it was us. You thought it was us. You thought it was mutter to eat, and you thought it was mutter to drink.
Right. Yeah.
That was one a day, or no?
No, but it's two separate shots.
No, you think what? You're doing? No, but it's one night a day. How did you say two? One a day. Because Avera is, they do a Ma'ana Yisrael.
That's not how
the Torah is going to be off the Shabbos? No, because that takes Erech HaKasuv. The Torah is teaching you that each Malacha has in it the potential.
The
Carbon HaShoy Kasi,
that's
going to be
the
Shabbos? The Carbon HaShoy Kasi is the carbon comes because of the Ma'ana Avera. Yes. But there it's still one night. If it's one shame, I don't understand. What do you mean?
I said it's one shame.
Yeah.
They're saying since carbon is shaped for us and you're different scholars, so therefore you have each shot give your own carbon. You're two different scholars.
Yeah.
So by your kipper, you have one shame.
See, the Gemara, the Iker of the Gemara on Daf Ayin is not coming to explain Chiluk Malachos. That you have the pasuk for. The Iker point of a Nachman is to tell you why Shigat Shabbos is only one. if it's too much struggles, you have to know. I mean, I'm just going to throw this out. Tuvish Gagas, that Lashon HaGemara, is that a separate halacha from Chilut Malachas, or is that forgiven? Chilut Malachas is a Gveras HaKasi, however you know it. The Iker Yisrael of Nachman is the Chadish Gagas. Good, but meanwhile, so you have Chadish, the Iker of Nachman is Chadish Gagas, which is Chadish Gagas. But in the cut, because it's one night there. But if you have, by definition, two different shemos, then it's still two nights there, even though it was one shkaga that left the book.
Fine, but if you have one shkaga that is. What's the difference between having two different shabbosos and having two mishdin?
And it was nice to look, even your case, it's not two shkagas. You didn't know the union of achila vishdiya. I mean, kibble. It's not such a shkaga, you know, achila vishdiya. He didn't know the Indian that now he didn't drink. It's not the set of Chicago. No, the set of carbon. It's what category? You can't, no more, you can't divide it up.
So they're saying that if you were doing two different malafas, if one is one, it's one because it's in the same category. Yom Kippur,
you're
eating and malacha, would be two separate categories. So if you have two malachas of Yom Kippur, that would be one
tzedakah? That is a very important question. That's a separate opinion by itself. Chilut malachas is our derech hakasher by Shabbos. So now the question is, what about chilut malachas on Yom Kippur? What about chilut malachas on Yom Kippur? This is a big shiloh. In other words, you're asking, what about this inyan of chilut malachas on other things besides Shabbos? It's a big, there's a lot of literature on it, a lot of tshuvas about it, the Shulman discussed it, there's a Gemara Makis, Yesh Chilut Malachas, or Ein Chilut Malachas by Yantif and by Yom Kippur. That's a Shabbos by itself. We're not talking about the Malachas, we're talking about Malacha versus Achil Shtia. Whether you have Chilut Malachas within the Malachas of Yom Kippur, that's a discussion, that's a Shabbos, and they're very cheap about it. That may depend on the various sources for Chilut Malachas and Shabbos. If it's a unique halacha to Shabbos, or Sevar Reish, it's only by Shabbos. If it's the other drasha, maybe it's also the Yom Kippur.
It's a question of categories then, that determines whether it's one or two
chakras. That's bara. But I want you to realize, once we said that the different shemos of Yom Kippur, Achil Shtia being one shame, and Malacha the other, means that there's a separate carbon for each one, even though there was one shkaga, l'chora, what that proves beyond any question is that machayev of carbon is not purely shkaga, it's the mitzvah of it, it's the act. But now we have to go back and explain the Gemara, carbon ashogei ka'asi. But l'chora, the fact that the Rambam can say that there's a chiyuv of a separate carbon for each one, even though the shkaga was one, l'chora indicates that the machayev in carbon is not, you can't take the Gemara too literally, in other words. Carbon of shogeg kasi does not mean that the machayev is the shogeg itself. The shogeg might somehow contribute to define the ma'aser in some way. The ma'aser. Thank you.